for us in the north. And sometimes I don't know what else to do. So the Nishka is a partner in the project. Four of the other six nations asked to provide consent did not grant it, and numerous environmental groups are also opposed. The project is facing several legal challenges from the Lac-O-Lams Band and the Metlakatla First Nations. Both allege that the Minister of Environment and Climate Change ignored their concerns about adverse impact and say that they have outstanding Aboriginal title claims for the Mylar Peninsula where construction is needed. So, this is something we saw the opposition to the pipeline construction leading to blockades a few years ago. And folks, you know, the Wet'suwet'en Land Defenders have continued to work against these developments. And seeing it at this point, it seems like we're at kind of a standstill, right? The government is determined to make it happen. And honestly, I think if we're all very honest with ourselves, there isn't actually an interest in engaging with Indigenous groups about this issue. There is an interest in engaging with Indigenous groups who support it, for sure. But the government has decided that this is what they're going to do, and they're going to do it. And the problem with that is that it becomes very dangerous. Now we start to get into territory of that is dangerous, you know, and I'm not advocating for that, but what else is there when you have a, when you have this like loggerheads situation, what happens next? Nothing good happens next. And you know, I think a very valid concern, raised by some northern communities is that we already don't have enough resources for the people who already live here. We cannot keep doctors here. We can't get nurses here. And they want to import more and more and more workers that will live in camps, right? Or drive up the housing costs. Folks here are already struggling. And we're seeing this, like, greedy, like lunging for money that isn't actually going to help anyone here. Right, it's going to help the partners a bit, and it's going to really help that Texas-based corporation a lot. So, you know, this isn't about a prosperous Canada or whatever, or giving governance back to Indigenous people. This is about money, and about being able to hold some kind of, and being able to have that kind of leverage. And it's like I said, you know, Carney's talking out of both sides of his mouth on this. I mean, we've got the tariffs are bad and this is going to help us, but the company's owned by the U.S. And, you know, so we are going to have two big floating extraction facilities off the coast of northern B.C. And everyone's supposed to be cool with that. You know, look, people that don't live in the north already don't get it. And I think it just becomes more and more clear how little they get what it is to live in the north and how, you know, there's resources here, so we're expendable, essentially. That seems to be the math that's been done. People can make money. The money equals this much. We can write off the population of that for this much money. That's what's been decided. And I want you guys to remember that. You know, you as a individual will not benefit meaningfully from these pipelines. You won't. This is not going to be some kind of prosperous revolution for the everyman living in Canada. You're going to be told that that's what's going to happen, but you will not benefit from this. It will do harm. It will do environmental harm. And when, not if, when there's some kind of disastrous malfunction, it's this is what we're looking at now, and I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an analyst. I don't have a strong point to make here, other than it's bad. And it's kind of a scary time to be. I mean, realistically, let's be honest, it's kind of a scary time to be alive right now. But we're here, so we're going to have to do something. And I don't know what that's going to be. Anyway, we got more music coming up because segues are not going to work here anyway. This is Rechase with Ain't Gonna Wait, and we will be back on Syrup Moose Radio when that is over.
looking for something to fight right now.
To Octavia, There's Something in the Water. Before that, Rechase, Ain't Gonna Wait. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, and it's a good show. It feels like the first like real show in a while. I guess it's only the second one since I've been back, so I don't know what else to say about that. I mentioned before that I have announced Syrup Moose Records is coming back in 2026. I'm going to spend the remainder of the year trying to get all outstanding tapes done. I have them ready. They just need to be dubbed and shipped, and then we're going to keep on moving. So I'm trying. Also, I announced last week that I'm going to be releasing 2025, which is a live Megafauna album, collections of different takes of songs that I put out during live shows. So that's exciting, I think. You can get the pre-order that on Ampwall and Bandcamp. Just look for Megafauna 2025. Or go to themarsh.ca. Everything's always there. That's where you should go. Hope you guys are doing all right. I know this episode was kind of a doom and gloomer. And, you know, sometimes it has to be. Because this is... If we ignore what we're looking at, it gets to keep happening, you know? And if we want to stop it from happening, action's going to have to be taken. And right now, it isn't being taken. And I had the thought not that long ago that there's always a lot of conversation about, you know, we're going to change the system from within, and we're going to make it better from the inside. But the thing is, you can't repair from within a system that is working as intended. The horror show that we are seeing right now, this is the system working as it's supposed to. The completely not subtle introduction of fascism in the US, the attitudes and the things that people are allowed to just do and say, and the harm that is being done, this is capitalism working as intended. This is fascism working as intended. The system is going to have to change from without, not from within. And what that's going to look like, I don't know either. I personally am a big advocate for stuff like general strikes, right? But we have to come together on it. We are so hell-bent on being divided as staunchly as possible, and it's going to cost us in the long run. So if we can figure it out and we can all come together and we can do a general strike, hell yeah. General strikes work. They have been shown to work. But my capacity for optimism is at a low, I will say. So... I don't know. All right, we got a couple more songs here to play on this episode. This one is a band called Gum with two M's. The song is called All Gone, and we'll be back to say goodbye after this. Quickly fall apart. What's gonna catch you?
Oh,
calling all captains with, I should have zoomed in a little bit. Blood for Blood. And before that, you heard Gum with All Gone. You're listening to Syrup Moose Radio, and I am deeply grateful that you are, because if you weren't listening, then what would the point be, right? If there was nobody here, I would just be talking to myself, and then it would be kind of depressing more than anything else. It's been kind of a heavy show, and I'm not sorry, because it did need to be talked about, and it would have been sort of phony almost of me not to talk about it, given what I say this show is for. So it would have been dishonest if I didn't talk about it. So we talked about it, and now we never have to talk about it again. Obviously, that's a joke. Everything is bad, and it's going to keep getting worse. So there's going to be more episodes like this, I'm sure. As you know, you're listening to this on any number of stations, but Syrup Moose Radio's home is 93.9 FM CICK in Smithers, BC. You can also hear it weekly on 90.1 FM CJSF, 102.7 FM CKMS, 88.3 FM CKXU, and 88.7 FM CFUR. You can find playlists and old episodes by going to smithersradio.com. You can also go to themarsh.ca/syrup-moose-radio for episodes there. Playlists I post on Apple Music. So that's good. If you're a Facebook user, you can find Megafauna on Facebook and The Megafauna on Instagram. That's where I refuse to have multiple accounts. I can't do it again. So I'm just kind of making do with that. If you want to email me, syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. And if you want to be in touch, be in touch. If you want to send me music, send me music. I appreciate you, and I'm glad that you listened to this show. Last song today is Drum Machine Mike with, it's going to start. Oh no. Drum Machine Mike, enjoy. I'll see you guys next week.